You're listening to In the Know, a collection of career development insights and leadership experiences from INSEAD, the business school for the world.
Here's what you can expect in this episode.
We're there to let them know that we have their back, that we're here supporting them in whatever they need. We're there with them through the whole part of their student journey, whether we're helping guide clubs along their activities, helping set up student events like the cultural festivals. Yeah. And then culminating with graduation, and that is such a special moment.
You actually learn to grow as leaders, become better team players, become better communicators. You get exposed to working with people from totally different backgrounds from you, totally different cultures, and you learn to manage this kind of conflicts. Everyone is so passionate about building the INSEAD brand name, building connections, and actually maintaining this community.
In this episode, we'll hear from Jay Kenton and Seraphine Pang. Seraphine Pang, MBA 24J, is a skilled strategist with expertise in international business development and strategic marketing initiatives. Jay Kenton is the Associate Director of Student Life for Degree Programs at INSEAD. He is a catalyst for student engagement and community building, revolutionizing the educational experience beyond conventional boundaries. Hello everyone and welcome to INSEAD's In the Know podcast. INSEAD is one of the world's top business schools, known for its global reach, the diversity of its student body, and rigorous academic programs. The one-year INSEAD MBA is second to none. From its innovative courses and hands-on projects, INSEAD provides students with a comprehensive education with the skills, experience, and connections they need to succeed. Hello, both of you. Welcome to the show. How are you feeling today?
Good. Good, thank you.
Great. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Seraphine, could you please briefly tell us about yourself?
So, I'm Seraphine. I am originally Singaporean. I am still Singaporean, but I haven't lived in Singapore for the past 10 years. So, I was based mainly in South Korea, and I worked mostly around Southeast Asia. And I recently began my MBA program starting last August. And I started in the 40 campus and joined the Singing campus earlier this year in January.
Oh, nice, nice. So, pretty global. Yeah. So, Jay, how about you?
Yeah, I was born in the States, in L.A., actually, and I've been sort of a global traveler for many years. I spent time living in France, and then a few years ago decided with my wife and family that we wanted to come over here to Singapore, and so I started at INSEAD then, and it's been an amazing ride ever since.
How has Singapore been for you?
There's so much greenery here. I love that. So many things to do, so many great people to get to know, and people are just so respectful of each other. I really appreciate that, and there's just endless amount of things to do, so it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So, Seraphine, so what actually inspired you to pursue your MBA?
Okay, so I actually originally began my career as a business development executive. So I did global business development. I took the businesses that the company I worked for to other countries. And then in the middle of my career, I did a career switch within the same company to the marketing department. And so at that point in time, I was actually thinking of how I actually wanted to balance my experience in the business side with the consumer side, and I thought that pursuing an MBA at that point in time was the ideal path for me in terms of career and education, and so that's why I decided to pursue an MBA.
Nice. So actually, what inspired you to conduct part of your MBA in Singapore?
The whole goal of this MBA was I actually wanted to also stay in the Asian region. So I wanted to work in Asia. And because the Singapore campus is located in the center of the whole APAC region and a lot of international companies are based in Singapore as and they have their APAC HQ in Singapore, I thought it would be the ideal region for me to actually pursue my MBA. Also because, as mentioned previously, I am Singaporean but haven't lived in Singapore for the past 10 years. So I thought it would be perfect timing for me to actually spend some time with family, friends, and reconnect with the place where I was born in.
Nice, nice. So, I mean, so you mentioned that you worked in a few places in Asia, right? Yeah. So, are there any opportunities or trends that you see upcoming in Southeast Asia or Asia as a whole?
I think in general, like globally, I think AI has been a very big trend that's been up and coming. How far it's going to go, I'm unsure, but I think the whole industry and the whole world in general is actually keeping an eye on how AI is going to help us move forward in the future, in the fourth industrial revolution, I would say. Nice. And then another thing that actually INSEAD has been very good at instilling in us is that the idea of sustainability. So like right before this, I actually just came out of sustainability finance class. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so it's something that also very new to me. I know it's been something that's been very being promoted over the past few years. But to me, I think it's something that being at INSEAD actually, like, you know, my learning curve actually went like this way with regards to ESG and sustainability.
So you've been doing your MBA, you started in August, right? So what's your journey been like so far?
Journey, it's been intense, I would say. Like, everyone, like, before coming into this program, everyone, like, told me, like, oh, INSEAD's, like, really intense, you know, it's going to be tough. And then at first I was like, oh, I can do intense, you know, I'm used to doing a lot of things at one go, but it's really intense, I would say. Mm-hmm. But, no, because, no, I think if I only say that it's intense, no, it's going to ward people off because it may sound tough. But it's also, I would say it's intense, but it's also a very rewarding experience.
Right.
You're actually, I think it's like, you know, you're like a rubber band. So it's like, you know, the more you stretch the rubber band, you can actually tell, like, you know, you get even more flexible and, you know, you get, like, the amount of things that you can handle at one go actually increases. So I think it's been a very good experience in improving my ability to handle more things at one go.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you were going to start your MBA and you also heard from people that it's intense, did that prompt any concerns in you? When you're about to start?
Yeah, actually it did, because, you know, because MBA, because taking time off work, I was actually thinking, like, okay, maybe I can take some time off work, some time for myself to grow, you know, read one book per week, but that has not been possible. But I've been reading, like, more than, like, 20 cases per week. I think it's a bit more of a push than a stroll in the park, I would say. A marathon, not really a marathon. It's not really a marathon. It's more like a sprint than a stroll in the park.
Yeah. Right. So Jay, like, you do like student life, and you are, I'm assuming you do with like people from like various nationalities, various demographies, and all that. So, when you're interacting with these students, were there any? Do you notice any like common feedback or common concerns that they had when they were starting their life, or any good things that they've experienced? Like that was a pleasant surprise as well.
Yeah, you know, I think like Seraphine was saying, people come here with sort of a common mindset. And so I think a lot of people I've talked to have an openness. Mm-hmm. You know, they're all ready to learn. They're open to hearing ideas from people who may be different from them. And they're all really excited about the year whenever they come here. I've seen that across successive promotions that have come in here. You know, and then you'll see different trends throughout the year. People get into the intense periods, and so you might hear a little less from them. But then things start to pick up again near the end. And you know, there's sort of a common experience, but each class, of course, has its own character. And then you have special people who become a part of your life, you know, who you get to form connections with. And I think that's one of the things that makes each class unique. But it's really rewarding getting to, you know, be in contact with people on a daily basis from all over the world. Mm-hmm. I remember the first week I was at INSEAD as a new staff member, I felt like I was at a mini United Nations. You know, you just had people from all corners of the world, and everyone was excited to be there and excited to be working with each other. And I think that spirit really kind of carries through the year. So it's a privilege, really, to be able to be here.
Were there any common myths that you've noticed that people had before they came into Singapore that's debunked?
Yes. I mean, you know, we hear common concerns from students. You know, one of them is that Singapore is unaffordable. It is true that, you know, certain things in Singapore are more costly than in other cities, but there are definitely options here. So, for example, housing is one of those. Mm-hmm. You know, renting a flat here might be more expensive than in some other city in the world. Yeah. But if you are willing to look at other neighborhoods than the immediate neighborhood right around campus or the main business district, there are definitely more affordable options. Right. And so we try to encourage students, think outside the box. You can still spend time with your friends and afford this and that. Yeah. It all depends on how you kind of want to custom tailor your journey. Right. And I would say another myth that I hear sometimes from students is that you can't get a job in Singapore. And while, you know, it's true that there was a period where the Ministry of Manpower was giving away fewer employment passes, we've seen that rate go back up and actually surpass what it was pre-COVID. And again, if you have some openness about what you're going to be doing after graduation, there are definitely opportunities out there. I mean, I really see this whole region as being poised to really take off in the coming years. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons for that is that Singapore's government is very forward-thinking. Mm-hmm. Other governments in the region are as well. But when you see them talking about their sustainability efforts or ways to help an aging population or grow certain sectors, yeah. they're not thinking on a time span of 5 years or 10 years. They're thinking mm-hmm. on a span of 50 years.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of things going for this area, and I think a lot of opportunities.
Nice. Actually, I have the same question for you. Were there any based on the myth that Jay has mentioned, were there any things that your classmates have said to you as well?
Very similar concerns, because with regards to housing, I think it's because it's always a comparison point of view. So coming from Fonti, I think the amount that you actually pay in Fonti compared to the amount you pay in Singapore, there is a comparison, there is a difference. However, I think if you're looking at, you know, facilities and safety mm-hmm. and, you know, in general, like the accessibility of the places, I think it's, in the end, it balances out.
Speaking of working in Singapore, I think part of the MBA curriculum and most of our programs at INSEAD is that you guys get to do a lot of like career tracks and visit companies and all that. So were there any companies that you've been able to visit so far?
We recently went to a very significant private equity firm.
Okay.
In an international private equity firm based in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And then we spoke to a few the directors and the partners, and it was a very insightful experience. So, so that was actually organized by the clubs at INSEAD and not part of the curriculum tracks. Okay. So that's why I think in INSEAD also, like, a lot of the students, they actually take initiative to actually organize tracks for the other students. And so I think it's a very collaborative environment. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the school, but the students are also willing to help other students get access to visit these companies and go on tracks.
Were there any like key learnings or unique things that you've been able to learn from these visits?
It's one thing that I managed to confirm is that a lot of people that students that these private equities and finance firms actually hires recently don't really have a finance background. So they're like people from like liberal arts, history, like, you know, biology, getting into private equity and finance firms. So I think it's interesting that that. Because, you know, probably you hear that, oh, you definitely need a CFA to get into finance and things like that. But then I think the whole industry is kind of changing. Like, you know, just, you know, from a layman's point of view, it's like, you know, if you want to invest in, let's say, I don't know, manufacturing, you would need someone who actually knows manufacturing and not just be able to crunch manufacturing-related numbers. So, yeah, I think it's something that shows a more balanced point of view in the finance industry.
Right.
Yeah.
You've been with INSEAD for, I would say, close to like 6 months. Within your 6 months, might be a premature question because it's still half the program to go. But do you feel a little bit more prepared to take the next steps in your career?
Okay, I think one of the biggest benefits of being in INSEAD is not just the academic benefits,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's how, because when we come into this program, you're actually put in study groups of people from different nationalities, different backgrounds, conflicting cultures. We are being put through this program. It's called the PLDP, the
Personal
Leadership Development Program. So we don't only do like the academics together. We actually learn to grow as leaders, become better team players, mm-hmm. become better communicators. So, because, you know, just working, I think a lot of us, despite working in different regions, especially for me, you know, I've worked in different countries, but I've only been in Asia.
Mm-hmm.
So you get exposed to working with people from totally different backgrounds from you, totally different cultures, and you actually learn to manage this kind of conflicts. And so I think through that, mm-hmm. you become a lot more aware of what's different and being able to manage these differences. And I think like through this, I think it has been, as of now, at the 6 month point of view, my biggest takeaway from this MBA program. So it's more of like a soft skills kind of learning compared to a hard skills kind of learning. I think it's been very beneficial.
I get from both of you that there's like a lot of a very truly global cohort. What exactly does student life do at INSEAD?
Yeah, well, we do a number of things. I mean, we kind of walk alongside students from the very beginning of their journey when they are figuring out where they're going to live and, you know, how to basically get acclimated to life at INSEAD, you know, onboarding through launch week. We're there with them through the whole part of their student journey, whether we're helping guide clubs along their activities, helping set up student events like the cultural festivals, And then culminating with graduation. And that is such a special moment because you see, at least from my point of view, kind of on the sidelines, so to speak, how intense it is and how hard they've worked. And you've seen them go through highs and lows. And then they're at this apex where they have their families there and everyone's celebrating. And it's just, it feels, you know, it's almost like the atmosphere is different. Everybody's just so thrilled to be there in that moment. And to get to be there for that, that's really, really special.
I've attended a recent graduation and I've seen how members of the student life team interact with the students themselves. So how closely do you guys keep in contact throughout the students' education here?
You know, I think we walk alongside pretty closely, obviously, you know, all the students who are here are adults and they are managing their schedules and their time, but we're there to support them in whatever ways they need, whether it's helping put together an event or whether a student may be going through a hard time personally and needs connection to different resources. We're there to let them know that we have their back, that we're here supporting them in whatever they need.
Right. So you also mentioned that you organize a lot of events like Culture Fest and all that. So when you're organizing these events, what are the key objectives that you have when you are planning out these things?
Yeah, well, one of them is fun. I think we can say that here, right? I mean, everybody comes from, you know, different backgrounds, as we've already discussed. And it's all about showcasing your culture and what makes that so special. So students will kind of unite around a common culture. Usually it's their background, the country they come from, but it can be other characteristics as well. And so, you know, we're ideating together on what would be fun to show others, you know, whether it's food demonstrations or activities or even sport competitions, trivia nights, you name it. I mean, the sky's the limit. And so we're getting to design with them what it's going to be, but it's really heavy on the student input side. So we're kind of providing a general structure and then we let them take it where they want. And, you know, it's always fun seeing how it turns out and seeing everybody walk by and like, oh, wow, what's this going on? This is really interesting. And people are laughing and they're enjoying themselves and trying new things. And so it's really a highlight, I think, in the year. And it happens twice a year. So that's it's fun.
So, so Seraphine, are you a part of any clubs?
Oh, I'm part of plenty of clubs. I'm actually the VP of clubs in the student council. And on the side, I'm actually also the president of the video game club. It's a club that we actually started earlier during our program. And it's still an interest group. The interest group has to run for two promotions before it becomes a full-fledged club. Yeah, so that's a bit on the admin side. And then we do this thing, it's called the club fairs, where all the clubs, they showcase what they have, and then all the clubs will have booths in the Camembert and in the school, in both the Fonte and the Singing campus, and the student leaders will actually introduce what they do at the club, showcase what they want to do in the future, and they actually get the students to actually join their clubs. So, and then at the same time, we also, for this year, what we actually attempted as the student council is we allowed the student leaders of the clubs to actually do a short presentation on what they do at the clubs. And we felt that it was actually a lot more informative to the student body in general, because sometimes you don't know what to ask if you don't know what they actually do. And yeah, so it was like a very productive event that we actually had, and it was actually very well received.
Right.
Yeah.
And you guys also work with the alumni clubs too.
Yes. So we actually work with a lot of the alumni clubs. I think there are like six alumni clubs, alumni clubs around there that are based all around the world. So what we actually do is that, because for some of the clubs, like mostly the professional clubs, we have a one-to-one pairing. Let's say for Endeavor, we have the Endeavor Alumni Club. For TMT, we also have the Tech Alumni Club. And so it's like a connection between the current students and the alumni who are already in the industry. And so we actually promote this kind of community building within the whole NSEAD community. And I think it's been very fruitful because like some of the alumni meetings that I have actually attended, and it's actually been very eye-opening because you just find out that so much more actually continues to happen even after you graduate from INSEAD. You're still part of this whole INSEAD community, and everyone is so passionate about building the INSEAD brand name, building connections, and actually maintaining this community. So it's been a very interesting experience also being involved in the alumni clubs.
It seems that like being part of the student clubs is pretty multifaceted because you get to work with and interact with future students, the staff here, as well as people who have been students here. As you are working with these people in various capacities and interacting with them, has there been any learnings for you that you think you can take away and apply into your career as well?
Yeah, I think one thing very interesting is that everyone has very different goals and objectives and has very different outlooks and views. How do you say it? It's like they have a very different outlook toward their time at INSEAD. So everyone comes here for a different reason. Everyone comes here wanting to achieve different things.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been very interesting that, because as a club, it's like everyone is here not because they need to, but mm-hmm. because they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's been very interesting and very fulfilling being able to learn how to manage very different expectations among different people. And I think, taking this forward, when I go back to work and, re-enter the industry, through this MBA, we all eventually aspire to be managers and leaders in the future.
Yeah.
I think this whole learning experience actually helps to build on how to actually manage people in the future, and manage people's expectations, what they want, what they need. And so, yeah, and at the same time, draw a balance between what we also need as managers and leaders. So I think that has been one of the biggest takeaways.
Next question I'll ask to Jay. So from your perspective, what are your thoughts on the student experiences here at INSEAD?
Well, like Seraphine has talked about, it can be very intense at times.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that in a negative way at all. I just mean it's very full.
Yeah.
One of the things we encourage students to do from the beginning is choose that area of greatest contribution that you can make, because no one is wired exactly like you are.
Right.
So by virtue of your background and your knowledge and your passion, you are able to contribute to the INSEAD experience, to your
mm-hmm.
student body, and outside the campus walls in a way that nobody else is going to be able to do in quite the same way. So choose to take part in those activities or those groups, because nobody else is going to do it quite like you.
Right.
And there's not enough time to do it all. So I think part of it is choosing how you're going to use your time.
Right.
And then a lot of it is just growing as a person. You know, you're there to learn intellectually,
mm-hmm.
but you're not the same person leaving that you were when you arrived, that's for sure.
Fantastic. So thank you both for giving such a clear answer about what you can expect and what has your journey been like so far. So thank you so much for your time and for sharing your stories and experiences with us so far. So for those of you who are keen to learn more about the INSEAD MBA program, head over to INSEAD.edu/MBA to learn more. Thank you for your time and see you soon.